from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Cy Musiker with The Do List. And this week we're talking about a moving museum, circus arts, and what to do New Year's Eve. David Wiegand and I are splitting a magnum of Roederer Cristal. Isn't that right?
I actually don't like champagne.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, you can pick one up for me. He's the assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. And we'll get to that list of concerts for New Year's Eve in a minute. But first, goodbye music for a museum. That's music from the Bay Area choral group Kitka, and they're one of a number of performers scheduled for Sunday at the Berklee Museum of Art, which is shutting down at its current location and moving a few blocks away and later in 2016. And this is kind of a victory for haters of the old concrete lump on Bancroft.
Yeah, no, that was the most incredible design. I mean, it looked like it was designed by M.C. Escher or something. You know, right. John King says it's called brutalist. I think it was just brutally awful. But, you know, it's
they had wonderful shows there.
No, wonderful shows, really. And the Pacific Film Archive is such a treasure. They're going to keep going, by the way, in the building for a while. Yeah. But this is the end of the building as the Berklee Art Museum, and they're going to move to a former printing press that'll open in 2016.
The goodbye party runs from 11 to 5 on Sunday at the Berklee Art Museum on Bancroft with a procession to the new building site at 5 p.m. And the events are all free, so that's our cheap thrill. We've got a couple of family-friendly shows now. First, The Circus. Sweet Can Productions is very much a successor to the old Pickle family tradition of clowning and storytelling and acrobatic feats, but on an intimate scale. And I have to say, I'm a total sucker for this. I love the Pickle family circus and really early Cirque du Soleil stuff before they got so full of themselves. But Sweet Can is exactly what Pickle started out as, just a little one-ring show for kids.
No, and I do like that part of it. I can sort of take or leave circus. But these guys are really, really great. And this is called A Winter Circus Cabaret. The title is Mittens and Mistletoe. And one of the really cool things about this production is that Diane Wasnack, who is really one of the great leaders of the Pickle Family Circus, is going to be participating in this production. And she'll be riding her bike backwards.
I think so. Sweet Can Productions does its holiday show, Mittens and Mistletoes, at the Dance Mission Theater in San Francisco tonight through December 28th. A lot of matinee performances for kids out of school. And Jose Luis Orozco is doing a show. He's a Mexican-American troubadour and educator who just charms the heck out of kids.
Yeah. I love the new generation of performers for kids. I mean, they're really so much more inventive than, well, my generation. We didn't.
Captain Kangaroo.
Hey, wait a minute. No. This guy's really good. He's known for his song De Colores.
De colores, de colores se visten los campos en la primavera. De colores, de colores.
He's recorded 13 volumes of Latin American children's music, and this really is going to be a treat for kids of all ages, as they say.
Jose Luis Orozco plays the Freight and Salvage in Berklee on Sunday, and that's at 11 a.m. Great time for little kids. Here's some music now that brings back memories. That's the sound of women Valkyries and an air cavalry raid in Vietnam, courtesy of Francis Ford Coppola's Apocalypse Now. And the Roxy is doing a weekend of Coppola films, and a lot of Coppola family members are going to be there to talk about the movies.
Yeah, that's right. And when you think about the number of films that the Coppolas have made, you know, the different generations and so forth, and not only are they often very, very interesting films, but they're in so many different styles, too. I mean, obviously, what Francis does is one particular kind of style in film, and, you know, what Roman and Gia do and what Eleanor does, it's all entirely different, and they have a lot of curiosity as artists, and I think that makes them quite interesting. And this is a benefit, by the way, for the Roxy Theater, which is, of course, a treasure on 16th Street.
Yes, the longest-running independent movie theater in the country. Coppola Family Affair kicks off tonight at the Roxy and continues through Sunday. And Sunday night's show was supposed to feature an appearance by James Franco. He's having some trouble with his professional career right now because of a movie he made with Seth Rogen, and he's canceled his appearance. And here's some thoughts for you about what to do on New Year's Eve if you're planning ahead. We're going to start with this guy. That's Maceo Parker, still funky, so many years after working with James Brown. And he's doing a set of shows at SF Jazz, including one on New Year's Eve. And there's lots more music for New Year's Eve, for partiers. What are you excited about?
You know, if I were going out, and I am, but to a dinner party, so, you know, it'll right. be recorded music, I would think. But if I were going out, I would have a hard choice because Seth MacFarlane, for one thing, he's in addition to making all those fabulous cartoons and not-so-fabulous movies, is actually a really good singer. So he's going to be singing at Davies Symphony Hall. That's courtesy of the San Francisco Symphony. In addition to that, there's Nick Waterhouse, whom I absolutely love. He's at Bimbo's.
Yeah, elegant singer for an elegant club.
Really, really just the coolest guy. The Flaming Lips are at the Warfield. Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings are always like one of the best shows in town. That's at the Fillmore.
I got that.
Yeah, I'm kind of a traditionalist. I pick Los Lobos at City Winery in Napa. Sharon Jones, yes, at the Fillmore. Maybe the annual Bluegrass Review at the Freight, which is a great jam session. Thanks a lot for the list, David.
My pleasure.
David Wiegand is an assistant managing editor for the San Francisco Chronicle. I'm Cy Musiker. You can find details on all these shows at kqed.org/the-do-list. And follow me on Twitter at Cyrus KQED. And happy holidays to all our listeners.